The Blue Jays are down 2-0 with Game 3 tonight in Seattle. Shem Parkinson from KISS 92.5 in Toronto, self-proclaimed Blue Jays superfan, joins us right now. And I know it's been an emotional roller coaster for all of Canada. Shem, I can't imagine what it's like in T.O., especially after all those wins with the Yankees.
Brother, I don't even know what to say. I mean, I really think we had a real emotional high with the Yankees because it's the Yankees, right? Everybody wants to beat the Yankees. That was like our World Series. And then just such a letdown. I really thought we had game one there for a short period of time. And then, it's tough. Being down 0-2 is rough.
Well, even the second game, it was close for the first two innings. And then all of a sudden the bats went quiet.
Man, and it was just so strange because in the first series, our bats were loud as ever, right? Vladdy was hitting, Springer was hitting, everybody was hitting, doing really well. And then I don't know what it is about Seattle. I don't know. And again, these are home games for us, right? It's not like we're playing on the West Coast at the time. This is not good being in this hole right now.
Well, earlier on in the season, the Blue Jays laid it to the Mariners in Seattle. So this is, you know, this is hopefully maybe a spark of some kind of a silver lining here.
Yeah, but they've got the home run leader right now, and you know he's playing well. You know we're just not living up to what we did in the first round against the Yankees, and it's really depressing because I can tell you the energy in this city, the stadium is packed. Right, Rogers Center is absolutely packed. There's a lot of enthusiasm for this team. We're all a little bit sad that we're down right now, but I still think that people feel like this team is resilient enough. We got a bunch of very blue-collar guys on this team, and I think people feel like, you know what, we're down, but we're not out.
Do you think that the pitchers are getting yanked way too soon? I mean, some of them are playing well, but yeah, Schneider's yanking them for some reason.
Yeah, look, it's easy to play Monday morning quarterback, and we all do that whenever we're watching any of these games, right? I will say game one, I really thought Gausman should have been in there for a little bit. Game two, Yesavage was struggling, right? I mean, yes, he had that first inning wasn't great, and then he settled down a little bit. But, you know, he's young. The guy's only been in the majors for, what, like a month or so? It makes sense. It made sense for Schneider to pull him and, you know, depend on that bullpen. And they just didn't help us out. But I will say, I don't even blame the bullpen. Our bats are quiet right now.
Yeah. You know what? It's so weird. Baseball is the most finicky sport ever. One day you're killing them, the next day you're getting killed.
So true, man.
Well, hopefully we can get it back together here. Shem Parkinson from KISS 92.5 in Toronto joining us this morning. Good luck. Hey, the whole country's cheering for Toronto, so, I mean, we're all in the same boat, right?
There you go. Let's go, Blue Jays!
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, buddy.